shifted. Your goodness has a message upon our lives. Thank you for this love that you have loved us. Lord Jesus, if you have not gone to Calvary, then what we are doing today, we certainly would not have had it to enjoy. But we thank you for Calvary. When your prophet preached that message that they are Calvary, he said that was the place the backbone of Satan was broken. He said that was the place sickness and all was settled once and for all. He said that was the place where God and man once again were reunited. We thank you for Calvary. We shall never forget Calvary. Thank you, O Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Father, thank you for a brother that you have used to lead the songs. Thank you for inspiration, option that has come upon us to worship you, O Master. We cannot thank you enough. You save us for that purpose, that we must serve. Help us, Heavenly Father. No sooner, O God, we're going to go into your word. After all these prayers, we ask, O God, for you are the only writer of your word, the only one who can quicken it, and the only one who can open it to somebody, and the only one that can give strength for man to live by the same. No person of us, but while you are blessing your people. Thank you, O Master. Blessed be thy holy name. We thank you for brothers that have written requests for blessings of God for the wedding and the ministry, the Adego case, the Ogus. We bring them before the throne of mercy. Thank you very much, O God, for the blessings of the marriage. You said only one should never cease among us. May the love they have for each other when they were cutting each other, may that love never cease. The prophet said, where the problem normally is, say before we come together, we so much love each other. He said, but when we come together and we begin to put the load of life together, he said, that is where we normally used to do things that are unexpected. May God help us. May the enemy never get in between them, oh God. When he comes in like a flood, may you always be there to raise a standard against the enemy. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord, for granting this petition. As we humbly hand over the entire service into your hands. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless the church. You can please be seated. Amen and amen. God bless you. So we are going to go through these pieces of paper. A baby is coming to church for the first time today. We're going to, you know, I like dances, you know. We dance, bring them in. Keep bringing them in. It'll make us sit. If the seats are filled, we make more seats. Bring them in. After all, in this country, there's no limit. Is there a limit? Bring them in. Breathe in, breathe. You are not singing. Let that be his holy name. Amen. Let me look at what we have here before we come to the dedication and service. This was the greetings to everyone from Sister Faith who do not work. This was his appreciation to the sister that gave the ministers some gifts this morning. Sister, God bless your post. May you never lack. But remember, Jesus said, if you give a cup of water to a disciple, in the name of a disciple, he said you'll be rewarded. Amen? That is why we have to be very careful the way we deal with each other, whether husband and wife. Because Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these ones that believe in me, you do it to me. Something because you are filled with the Holy Ghost will be fully against your husband. Very careful. Mida was filled with the Holy Ghost. When she slammed that door against the prophet, God didn't like it. The prophet was not easy noticing. God told him, I didn't like what that woman did. Go and read this portion of the scripture to me. The prophet said he thought it was breeze that was blowing.
You know, if people made that touch of when you say, Johnny, sit down. You know, talk, you know, here. You raise your voice. You say, Johnny, I says, sit down. And then we know you made business. The second time God will show, he said, I say, take the Bible, go and read so 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 place to your wife. Fast, fast, no baby there. My ass locked up on the sewing machine. When he heard God, he said, who is he? He said, I have a word from the Lord. Get him a shilling. Because he knows the prophet doesn't play with that. That tumor that almost took her life, that was what it caused. If you are not spiritual, there are so many things to walk over. You talk to your husband like if it's your mate. It's a very bad habit because the scripture tells us you should be submissive to your husband, even as the church is submissive to Christ. And he even told the husband to love his wife as Christ also loved his wife and gave his life. If you are born spiritual, you must observe this thing. You must know that the grace that saved you is the same grace that saved your wife. The prophet said, don't make the dormant. The failure is always on the wife's side. The weaker vessels. The Holy Ghost we receive is not female Holy Ghost. There's only one Holy Ghost. To have the true Holy Ghost, who will live according to like Christ. Do you know people that are filled with the Holy Ghost, they have the mind of Christ? Hello? Let me show you the scripture. Because you didn't accept your time. My mistake that I foresee you to say. That is why Brother Abraham said, what were you before that experience? Hello? He said, what are you after that experience? Amen? Can you display for us, sir? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We read verses. No place to stop in the scripture. From verse 12 down to save time. 1 Corinthians chapter. Now we have received not the spirit which of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct it? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. That is why, sisters, sometimes you not be asking that question. When you are caught it, what do you look for? The prophet said that is the period of knowing one another. What are you looking for? Are you looking for a man that has made it? Are you? Look. I will prefer to be eating soda cracker, I drink branch water, I be in peace with God. I know I have eternal life that will live in the king's domain, and that they be killing Toro for me every day. What is this life anyhow? So people will think they are special. No man is special. The only special person that has lived on earth is the Lord Jesus Christ, because that was God man. You tell me you are special, we ask you what simple questions. Do you go to toilet? So man, yeah. human talk. Then you are not special. May God help us. Pride. Pride goes before the fall. Everybody that has the spirit of Christ will be humble. Because that is Christ for you. You find anybody proud, forget it. Because Jesus told us, he said, a tree is known by the fruit it eats. That is why I don't care what you say, what you do. Brother Abraham said, when the world is going this way, he said, you go this way. There is a spirit of the world nowadays. Every young person wants to keep it. That's all right. Not say we should do keep it. It's up to you. What I will tell you, you should do, get the Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost, he will teach you how to live. We have been delivered completely from the world. You just have this song. Goodbye world, pleasure and sin. All the days of my life, I made up my mind to go God's way. Are you going God's way? You are going the world's way. Yes, you can. Jesus said you cannot serve God. You have to make up your mind. In the message, choosing us a bride. But Abraham said, you have to make up your mind. It is a choice. Whether to live right or to live wrong. It's a choice. May God help us. So we go by judgment, and the Bible did not say this, the Bible did not say that. Nowadays we don't pass agreeing with each other. We are past that stage. This message is the message that God has sent to prepare you as an individual for the rapture. Then you keep the messages in your house, keep them in your phones, keep them in your iPad, keep them in your Agapao. You are not ready. Some of you can sleep for 9 hours in the night. You go and find out how old you are plus 9 hours every day. You see how many hours you use your life to sleep. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Students that are serious students, when they are facing exams, they will chew cola, they chew bitter cola, they will drink coffee. Some of them will pour water on a basin, put a leg, just to see they stay awake and study. If people like that pass and pass away, will you say it is by chance? People that don't study, they go to hall, they be stretching their neck like a giraffe to spy somebody's paper. Thank God. Daddy, every man's question paper in this world is different. The question paper, Brother Sam, if I spy him, I will fail woefully because that is not my question paper. Though we are in the same world, we are giving question paper differently. That of wife and husband, they are different. That of the children, different. You say, I will spy my... That is why the prophet said, don't take even the pastor's spirit. There's only one spirit we are asked to convert after. And that is the Holy Spirit. He said, the prophet said, if you want to know what is in the church, he said, go to the church and watch the pastor. He said, watch him for a while. He said, every church behave like their pastor. If a deeper life person pray here, I will know. I think every one of us will know. Because they took the spirit of Kumuyi. The way the man talked, that is how they all talk. As if that is the salvation garment. Then the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, they that are led by the spirit of Kumuyi. They are the sons of Kumuyi. May God help us. You see, sometimes when we are nailing down truth, we do it in simplicity. May God help us. Shall we go? There's only one man that says, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. We used to sing that song. Sometimes we sing songs, we don't even consider the meaning of those songs. To be left. Jesus, can you please project that song? Who knows the number? Project it. It's part of the preaching. That is why we come to church. Come on. We are waiting for you. We will sing the song finished. Then I will preach on the song. Say we should play it. I want it to display the song. Let it display the song. We have been singing it all this while. Look that we are not even getting the meaning. Let us read it. All these songs that you see, so they were written by inspiration of God. That is why they serve Christians in every age. Look at a worldly song. When he called, give it 3 months, he's dead. But this was, till Jesus returned. Oh, my number, bro Joel. Before we sing it, make a reader. From Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger. On earth, I long to be like him. My faithful Savior, how rich is favor. On earth, I long to be like him. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth, I long to be like him. All through life journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like him. Serene and holy, obedient, lowly, on earth, I long to be like him. By grace forgiving, an heir of heaven on earth, I love to be like him. That is the only man we are asked to be like. Amen. So that spiritual university, we know they graduate from art to glory. We are students. What do we learn in that place? To be like our principal. May God help us. If the wife is prayerfully, is praying to be like Jesus, the husband is praying to be like Jesus, they will not be quarreling in their house. They will not be quarreling. They will not be suspicious spirits. The spirit I hate most is a suspicious spirit. I hate it. May God help us. The minister was telling me when he newly married, when he's going out with the wife, at the airport to meet a lady, he greeted the lady. It's going to be trouble when they get to the house. Say, Bolo Timo. That is Joe with the Timora. Kilo Shelly. If you are the type, don't marry minister. Ministers, they are servants of God's people. Are you following me? If you are the type, you are jealous. You see your husband with another sister. They have evil conscience. You need Holy Ghost. When a man is converted, oh man, he's completely. You know, Brother Abraham preached a message, let us see God. We have preached all these messages. You have them in your phones. He said, I can show you several ways we can see God. He said, but let me take 4 ways. He said, God above us in the universe, God in his word, God in his thought, and God in his people. Do you know who the Holy Ghost is? That is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is Jehovah of the Old Testament. This God became flesh to share his blood so that he can prepare you and come and live in you. That is Christianity. That's why I don't believe a man filled with the Holy Ghost. We believe in adultery. What is a woman? I used to tell people, look, when we were born by man and woman, we were born defeated. When we were born again by the Spirit of God, we are born victorious. There is no trial, no temptation that can overcome Holy Ghost. Fight it with me. When Jesus was here on earth, he was with the fullness of God. And the Bible says, he was tempted in some ways. in all ways. In fair one time. Yet without sin. Has Jesus changed? Is he not the same yesterday, today, and forever? That Jesus living in you, you go into fornication. Where did you put it before you do it? Maybe you tell him, stay in my bedroom. When I finish it, when I finish plating in the kitchen, I will come and take you. Rubbish and nonsense. When the Holy Ghost comes inside of you, he kills the Adamic nature. It doesn't come to be struggling with Adamic nature. Today you are up, tomorrow you are down. No! When goat give back, he give back to goat. And we have goatish nature because the father and mother goat. When God gave back, he gave back to sons and daughters of God, men and women, boys and girls, of life precious nature. The first bad gave us holy nature. The second bad gave us divine nature. You think Jesus was praying when he said, blasphemy, you are the light of the world? Where did people put their light? You know when is that? Your world is dark without Christ. You are the only one that can show light in your environment, in your place of work, in your colleagues, whosoever you come in contact. If they look at you, they see a difference. You cannot be a Christian and you are not known. That's why Jesus says, you don't know light up candle and hide it under the bushel. You put it on candlestick, oh mercy, to give light to people that are passing by. How can you be a Christian in your place of work and you are not known? You are a compromiser. They will know you. Many of you compromise because of anybody else. You want to have the certificate to be any money. What is money? You eat good food, you wear good clothes, you ride best car, you say good measures. And next, what next? Hello? Hello? What next? You watch it. Where God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all other things shall be added. God knows what he says. First means first. When you are giving, when you have several things before you, they say give priority. The one you give priority, the first one you take is your best and best. The prophet said in your home, God is first, your family is second, and you are in the third place. God bless you. I say God bless you. A man filled with the Holy Ghost. You are not the one to tell the man he should take care of his wife. If he's filled with the Holy Ghost, he will do what is right. You see a man beating his wife. It's animalistic in nature. Holy Ghost has never passed under his nose, so less of entering to him. You raise your hand upon your wife. You are an animal. I'm sorry to say you are a beast. You say, what? I give you a quote. Brother says, a man without the Holy Ghost is what? Animalistic in nature. He said, if I take a 3-month-old baby away from the woman and ravish her, it's animalistic. We must cut page page. We are not denominations. We'll be saying, this month of December, all your enemy will die. This month of coming January, all your expectations will be met. Trash. Is that preside? Is that shaman? God has promised, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He cried Jesus. You don't need to tell me that. That's why the prophet said, when you are prophesying, don't tell us, I'm in your midst. God says the Lord, I'm in your midst. He has told us that already in the Bible. We are two or three are gathered, I'm in your midst. The message of the hour is simple. Very, very simple. That is why Brother Abraham said, when the seven seals were revealed, he said the Bible became a new book. God bless you, church. We are not playing here. Show God, we are not playing. We come here to check up with our soul salvation. The prophet said, that is why we come to church. When you dress, you want to leave your house. Whether or not, whatever. You look at the mirror. When you look at the mirror as a woman, you don't see your husband. You see yourself. When we come to church, that is what we come to church to do. You stand before the mirror. Yeah. Have you ever read about that case of the boy who never saw a mirror before? You remember, sir? They were far away in a remote area from civilization. One day, his mother took him to her auntie that is in the town. And the door was a full-length glass. So he was just running, coming to the upstairs. He saw another boy coming. He stopped. The boy stopped. He scratched his head. The boy scratched his head. He wear clothes. He smiled. The boy smiled. The auntie and the mother, they were watching him. He wear so close. He turned back and said, but that is me. He has never seen mirror before. When we come before to church, that's what we come to do. This life is very fragile. The only one that put us here is the only one that knows how long we are going to be here. You say, in our family, we used to be very close. Who told you? She be me and mama, me and my wife, we were in my son's house in the U.S. Told the tailor to be shared. He told us he was going to the field to ride bicycle. They normally do it. It's one of their exercises. They have a part they make for them to ride bicycle. If the bicycle they want to say field, they can play tennis, they can play anything. Okay, we told him all that. He took his bicycle, his wife took the bicycle, the shaver took their bicycle, and soon went to the place. We are still in that way we were. When a phone came to me, he looked and see the ball. They were playing long tennis. After a long time, he did like this. He sat down. He lied down. That's it. They call ambulance. Because those ambulance is not like our ambulance. They will call sometimes. They say, it goes anyway. They are everywhere. If they call ambulance, it 10 minutes later, it's present. It is the closest one that we call. I watched that ambulance put on their sari. Oh man. The road is clear. I see everybody is not alive. They came. The doctors, they did the best they could do. The man was fresh. He's coming from. That was how we saw him. Life here is not predictable. That is why I do tell people what you can do today. Don't procrastinate. Tomorrow is not promised. Amen. You have any character you know that Christ will not like. Please, my brother, don't. Many of us, we have a request. We could have been raised in the church. We are saved. Come on, we'll go through problem. You are not ready to go to heaven. Jesus said, anyone who will be ashamed of me, I praise him on the other side. Hey, Moko. I can raise any request. Even some of you want to travel, who raise request? People will not know that you are traveling. You think it's demons that gather here? Saints! It's saints that gather here. When I raise request, I'm not talking to Satan. I'm not raising my request to Satan. I'm getting my request to God. If it is one saint that provides a request, God will answer him. But Abraham said, one man, a Christian, if he kneel down at his prayer, he said the kingdom of the devil is in trouble. I think I'm in order. Praise God, amen. Some of us feel like I don't know what to call. Who has studied the message? He that is in you. How can God be in you? He'll be afraid. God will be afraid of who? Be afraid of Satan? Yeah? May God help us. That is why Jesus told us, he said, a tree is known by the fruit he bears. He said, a good tree. He said, it cannot produce bad fruits. He said, a bad tree cannot produce good fruits. He said, therefore, by their fruits, you shall know them. May God help us. Let me say this before we continue. It's part of the service. Is it? It's part, even if you say no, I know it is. Amen. I know it is. The prophet says, there are two places that your life can be fresh from. It depends on who you are. He said, if you are a Christian, he said your theophany is up. He said your life is a fresh from above. You live a holy life, you live a righteous life. You say, can a man live a holy life? That is just a small one. Let me go to a higher one. Do you know the Bible says Jesus was made sin for us? Is that true? So that what? So that we might be made the righteousness of God. If you are a Christian, you are the very righteousness of God. That is why you must be very careful the man you are trying to belittle to. If you are a carnal person, you don't know who his spiritual man is. Whatever you do to him, you have to be careful. You must have read that message, possessing the gates of the enemy. One, possessing the gate of the enemy after trial. Jesus said, whosoever curses you is what? Now you curse him. Whosoever blesses you, now you bless him. May God help us. That's why I used to pity this Okada. I used to say, God have mercy. God doesn't play with his word. You are dealing with a Christian, be very, very careful. Because whatever you do to him, let me read this stuff. We are going to see, breathe them in. We want more of that to be brought in. Yeah. Breathe them in. Okay. We have already appreciated the sister who gave us gifts. God will continue to meet your needs and bless you for blessing his children. Praise God. Amen. Greetings. Sister Aki Adejiji said her greetings to the church, and also appreciated everybody for their prayers for her and the children. God bless us all together. Sister Adara. Announcement. Number one, food is available for everyone after the service. Drink is available for everyone, courtesy Brother and Sister Kennedy Abuye. Proverbs 13 to 16. Mark chapter 10, Proverbs 13 to 16. Have you brought your children to him that he should touch them? Have your disciples rebuked those that brought them? But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. I said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Praise be to God. So we're going to sing that little song. The Abuyes bringing their little child, Jesse and Enitoluwa Fero. Thank you, for brother, for showing us a good example. Only three names: Jesse, Enitoluwa Fero, Iye Oluwa,
Some of us will pile 20 names. Only two go survive out of the 20 names. Why are you wasting your Bible? Some leaders, where is that leader? Come again. was here physically, this couple happily, they would have added this spirit too well to his hands, because he's the one that gave a child. Oh, praise God. Amen. Okay, because he's not physically here, the grace of God that saved us from sin has also given us the opportunity as his servants to take the baby and hand over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. How many of us are happy? Amen. The Bible says rejoice with those that rejoice. We must serve God with joy and gladness. If you are serving God with sorrow and pain, you are not converted. Amen. I don't want to keep them standing. When they go sit down and go, they talk. God bless you, my precious. Hey, ministers, come around, please. Oh, fine boy. God bless you. Yeah. Let us pray. And Father, we thank you for Jesse. We thank you for Enitoluwa Pharaoh. We thank you for Iye Oluwa. We bring this little one before the throne of mercy. You are the one that gave it one to our brother. Popularly, we call him Alaba. We are so grateful for blessing them with this baby. Father, what it takes to raise him, may you give them. When he hit the age of accountability, may he know you in the power of your resurrection. As he is growing, protect him from every infection and diseases. We put the devil to shame. We put the blood of Jesus Christ between him and the enemy. Thank you, Father. After all said and done, when we all cross to the other side, may the family ties never be broken. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we dedicate you, Jesse, to the services of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Yeah. Yeah. There is a place of fairest behind the inner veil. Oh, rest in me to rest. Amen and amen. You can please be seated. Oh, hallelujah. We used to say, from art to glory, all is well. That is good. That is part of it. But from glory to art, from art to glory, all is well. Because your being here was decided in glory. I don't believe you here is still responsible for your being here. You getting me? Oh man, Jesus paid it all. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. And God Abraham said, he said, whichever way healing comes to you, whether by surgery, whether by syrup, whether by capsules, whether by tablets, whichever way, or by prayer, he said, is the Lord our God that healed all our diseases. God bless you. I say, God bless you. All is well. There is a place of perfect behind the evil. Oh, rest, little brother, for me. Let me say a word or two in my journey. Then we just read scripture and talk a while. Thank you very much for your prayers for the journey. You know, when I was to travel and I look at there's a proper airline we normally travel with those days. I really don't know what it used to cost our own. He just say you are booked, you come with this airline. That is the airline they call Delta. It's straight from here to Washington, non-stop. We are used to that. So this time around I want to travel, I thought it's the same butter and bread as it used to be. So when I went to check the fare, it was 2 million, whether 500 or 600,000. I call Bradley Adelodu because he travels a lot. I used to tell people, if you are looking for any information among the bride in the foreign land, if you don't get information from Bradley, you don't get it from Timothy Ashong, you will never get it again around here. Because these two people have traveled. They have traveled. At places they have gone to, they have left behind footprints. There are times people will be talking about them. I pretend as if I don't know them. That is why it is very, very important for you to live a Christian life anywhere you go. Of course, if you are a Christian, you cannot live a Christian life in Nigeria and live devil's life in there. That's why Brother Abraham said, the Holy Ghost cannot behave in Brother Bat, misbehave in Brother Matthew. It's the same Holy Ghost. Anywhere I've gone, God children are the same. They are simply the same. I went to somewhere in the U.S. He said, Pastor, I understand you people now, Father, the church. I said, yes. Only breakfast, according to them, which I normally refer to as morning food. Because if you look at that thing with the eye of the scripture, it's very wrong. You eat your belly full in the night, you go and sleep, you wake up, you say you are breaking fast. Where did you go into a fast? You didn't go into no fast. When you are fasting according to the scripture, you are saved from physical food, you don't near your wife, you read your scripture and be pray, whether not 2 days good, that is fasting. When you want to break, even if it is beyond 3 days, if you want to break, you can use something like oranges, juice to cushion your large intestines and small intestines to maybe because they are shaking. Since you are not giving them food, you know the body will be getting weak. Spiritually, that's how it is. If you don't eat physical food, the body will protest. If you don't eat spiritual food, you become anemic. Ordinary church member, that kind of thing. That's not what God is talking about. Amen. They say it's breakfast. Me, I say I did it fast. So I'm not breaking no fast. Now money food. So if they put bread down, fry egg, maybe oat, and you know, after that, all the time I spend in their house, every evening, I eat twice a day. Because I find in the Bible, God was feeding Elijah many times. Make you answer me, you are laughing. And ask, in a question, I ask you, how many times was God feeding Elijah? In the morning and evening. You people say 3 square meters. Is 3 square? I mean, 3 is not square. No, not really, but there, you know the importance of language is to communicate ideas. God bless you, church. So every evening, Otigunyosile, with different soup. Oh, man. I really enjoy myself. I'm telling you, when I was in U.S., I enjoyed myself. Your prayers were included. Somebody spoke to me. I was there. There are many places I can stay in U.S. Many places. I have friends that are not even Nigerians. But I choose to stay home. That's why I was there with Mary's wife and the children. In the morning, we may not even see. What is a teacher herself, she go to school, the children go to their school. My morning food is already on the table at my pace. whether 10 will fail, whether 11, my uncle was there, I will just either be playing my tape or be playing a song. I will sit down, I eat myself, help myself. Sometimes, I'm the type, because if you get it, it's what I normally eat that I will eat. You can't attack me with food. After all, we are not starving here. Are we starving here? I've seen people go to wedding. They will eat padedia. Tamala banja, they will eat it. Rice, they will eat it. I say, Ele, shake it, Jeremy. Kilo shell. Why do you come and expose yourself like this? All of us, we were witnesses in that. Oh, God, what is the problem? I told my people, hey, this is how we are. In the public? May God help us. I really enjoy myself. Somebody was telling me, if the old people go to the house, you'll be alone in the house. I said, you are mistaken. I'm never alone. We sing that song. That's what I say. Songs we sing. We don't know the meaning. I'm not alone. I'm not dead. Anywhere I go, Christ goes with me. How can I be alone? Oh, my, he gave me opportunity to study, to pray. Oh, my. That is why when I come and start preaching to them, I don't look at their faces. I don't look at their faces. I tell you, Paris, just say America is beautiful. I say it's beautiful. I say, may I ask you a question? He say, ask. I say, is there a street in America that is made of pure gold? They say, no, no. I said, hey, the first scarcity, see, I'll shine America. What are you talking? America was built by man, designed by man. The first scarcity was designed by God, built by God. Let me talk like a man. Don't miss it. Let me talk like God. You cannot miss it. Because the people that will be there, they are already ordained. Boy, you're a chauffeur. Chauffeur. We will arrive safely. Do you know that? That is where we come from. That is why we say this: we are the people of God. We came from God, going to God, singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We came from God, and we are going back to God. No power, no principality can stay on our way. I say, oh, Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you believe yourself the Lord cannot fail? Forget about it. I don't care. Let me tell you one thing. My mother was a saint before she passed off. You were a witness. What the villagers were saying about her. Oh, hallelujah. The prophet said where somebody is going. He sees where he's going. He said, listen to what somebody is saying when he's dead. And the prophet told us, evil and death. He said, the believer is not. We cannot be defeated. We are more than conquerors. Oh, man. Let's turn to Project Romans 8 for me. Just project it. Make we read and smoke. Hallelujah, church. God bless you. How can I know what I know? How can I experience what I've experienced? I was a smoker. Over 46 of cigarettes every day. They were not satisfying me. This is Jabatolale. Whether midnight, we have to come out and listen. We have before we talk to each other. No matter how far, we will take it. Go and buy cigarettes. At that time, Tobagbe, Oje Sile, Tobagbe Sigasile, Sigani Magbe. I can put gin, you know that dry gin, put that bottle down, empty it, all that it, I will get up and go as if nothing has happened. I was like this at that time. Do you know what happened? I was a downhearted Roman Catholic. You want to tell a Roman Catholic man that is wrong to smoke? The very Reverend Father, who is leading them in mass, is a smoker. A changed one. The way you study. So on Christmas Day like this, I will load my pockets with two packets. I was smoking Basin and Edges. Oh man. What happened is this. I'm giving you testimony. The genesis of my Christianity. Every one of us have it. Except you are not a Christian. You know what you were before. We are all born sinners. None of us was born a saint. That's why the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is a way. The way God called Brother Sam may be different from the way God called Brother Joseph or the way God called Brother Amo or myself. But one thing is sure, God called us. And what He called you is bringing you to one place. And that is to Himself. We were three when I came from home to Ibadan. My senior brother, the father of John, many of you know John, the father of John, the firstborn of my parents. He was here in Ibadan. He was in the University of Ibadan, serving a white man as a steward. When I finished school, my primary school, nobody could sponsor me to secondary school. I was not very clever. I can assure you too, I was not very dull. Nobody. Then I decided to come and meet him. I'm cutting it short because my journey would have passed Emure Ekiti. I lived there before. Yeah. So I came to Ibadan at the age of 17. My next birthday will be 76. I spent most of my life here. Supposedly I wanted. Olubado was giving me a cheap time, so. But I don't want. Because the one God dog gave me is okay. Mm-hmm. So what am I saying? When I came here at that time, if you talk about living wrong, the only bad habit I have at that time, I was not tall, I was short, but very stout. I was a fighter. I can just walk to the street in the village. I can just walk to the street. My mate will come here and say, "Don't take another step." Ajao. If he try to take another step, I'm a jabi. I was a fighter. So my grandfather said, "You are very big. If you are fighting with somebody, if you put him down, don't hit him, just lie on him." At that time, you talk about cigarettes, you talk about, I don't know nothing. There was a girl who wanted to play with me. It was later I got to know she was playing. Me, I was a no-nonsense person. She touched my cheek. I said, I refuse only. Look, I tell you, my five fingers. Oh, look, I'm telling you. I don't know what you mean by play. I didn't know nothing. But when I came here, I got deployed somehow in the University of Ibadan. You know all those stories, they are long. Well, let me just cut it short. I don't know why God want me to go this way. I don't know. So I was deployed in maintenance department. I was in the electrical section. One of my task boys I met there was in the electrical section. Another one was in plumbing section, Vincent. Many of you know Vincent. So the three of us, we were bachelors. So Tabati closed. He said that we go to Vincent's house or Joseph's house or my house. We call ourselves midnight movers. When we close work, we just get to the house, eat, sleep. Anytime we wake up, that is where town was town. I'm talking in the 70s. You can just Go anywhere, no problem. In Mokola, you have an easy life hotel. In a, what do you call it now? In a, this place where I was at, so. Sabo, you have Scala there. How many of us know where Scala was in Sabo? God bless you, my sister. About two hands, too, at least. Many, many hands. That was my second house, that Scala. That is how I become a bad boy. Because those two boys were smokers. I used to make jokes of them when they are smoking. I didn't know that spirit would come of me. One day, I escorted them. They were on leave. They went home. They traveled home. When I escorted them to the garage, after they left, I began to feel their absence. Before they came back, I was a deadly smoker. Until when we all see that we are smoking, they be making jests of me. You can imagine smokers making jests of another smoker. That will tell you how bad it was with me. But one day, we closed for work. I told you I was a Roman Catholic. You just go and kneel before the Reverend Father, talk a lot of rubbish and nonsense. You say Hail Mary 5 times, Our Father 10 times. You are qualified to take communion. After that, Dominion but public school. May God have mercy on us. Go to any university. You will find that that very church has plenty women than any other church. Why? Because they don't preach at JC. They can start committing sin from Monday to Saturday. They come and confess. Sunday they take communion. They continue in the sin. Oh no. No wonder the Bible exposed Catholic the way it does. Then finally we came to my house one day. No. I went to sleep. I just used to dream. That night I dreamt. The dream was that I was inside a pit. That pit, no human being can come out of it. When I came out of the dream, I was sweating. Each time my heart goes there, my heart will make boom. I didn't tell anybody, not even the two boys. I didn't tell them. Then we all went to it. When we closed for work that day with my house, I met a note on the door. The way God works us, if you are a seed of God, He will bring you in anyhow. I met a note on my door. The person says, I should see him by 7 p.m. You know, we have daily program. You don't need to have money. The exercise book is there. If it's by one, they write it down. If it's behind, they write it down. To buy their question, they write it down. When month ends, we contribute up, clear those ones, we start afresh. So, please say, No. You have a customer. So, when I made that note, we all read it. They say, no, that man is an old man. It doesn't belong to a God. This, that. I say, excuse me. You know I know how we are moving now. I can fetch you anywhere. I was respecting elderly people, as bad as I was. Okay. I told them I was able to quench them. I say, where you go? When I finish seeing him, I come and meet you. They went. I took my bag, looked at the time, went to the man's house. I made the man talking to somebody. I sat down. When he finished with the person, he told me, have you come? I said, yes, sir. Remember, he only said, I should come and see him. He just entered the house, he dressed up. Honey, I'm talking about Sabah again. So, he dressed up. When he come up, he said, let's go. You see what I'm saying? If you ask me, when I was following him, if you ask me, where are we going? I don't know. He didn't tell me. That's how we trek from Agbowo, enter inside the campus, pass the Yomakadi song video. Because when we were in that roundabout, he stopped. He told me where we are going, that people used to pray in different languages. So that when I hear people pray, I should not be surprised. I didn't ask him, why are you taking me to a place where people are praying? And he didn't tell me. That's where we're going. That is why we went to Chapel of Resurrection. When we get to Chapel of Resurrection, it was students that were there, both girls and men. Come and see. That was the first time I heard Christian praises. When a man is happy, what I know is that he must have taken alcohol. When I look at them, I say, maybe they have taken something before we came. I look under the table. Nothing. Something was telling me, you don't belong here, go. I just stayed. So one of the students came out and threw Bible. I read something from there. He began to preach. When he was to stop, he said, if you are here, you are not giving your life to Jesus Christ, you come out. Something registered in me. If it is Jesus making these people happy like this without wine, I want that Jesus. So I came out. The man that took me there till today, only God knows who is an unbeliever. I came out of Kefas, only you know those people. Kefas was there, Matthew Wojaye was there, Amedare was there, this other Adeniba was there, and some other people. That's where I met Kefas first. They lay hands on me. Some of them spoke in tongues. They spoke in language I know. When they finished, they took our address. They said they are going to follow us up. Okay. Nobody followed me up. The following Tuesday, what am I saying? When we left that place, it was like a very heavy load that I had been carrying was lifted. He looked and said, well, if I was walking in the air, we didn't talk to each other until we parted. Good night, good night. When I get to the house, I want him to open my wallet. No, my one will know. That was the end of my smoking. You know, when I came to work the following morning, they say, hey, you say you will come and meet us. You didn't come and meet us. I say you will go to hell because you are smoking and drinking. They say, well, what is he saying? I smoke more than them. Just like a joke. They say, don't mind him. He will come back to us again. Till today, why did he go back to them? God has a way. Once you are a predestinated God, wherever you are, God will fetch you. You know what Jesus said? He said, all that my Father, if he says of me, he said, all that my Father has given me will come to me. He said, my sheep, when they hear my voice, they will come. He said, the voice of strangers will then only see to. That was the beginning of my Christian life. God bless you, church. I said, God bless you. If I told, it wasn't long that somebody came around, introduced Frisbee, told us as Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and Joshua led them in, that there is a prophet that has come to this age by the name William Robert, that Frisbee is the Joshua that will lead us in. We were with that so-called Frisbee for 3.5 years. And it worked when the prophet could call. No doubt says the Lord. At that time, then the books of Brother Abraham started coming. Of course, I begin to read them. I begin to see differences. Though the books of Frisbee were not many, but he has a book they call Scroll Book. That is where all his teachings are. I begin to see the discrepancies. I say two prophets in the same age. And the Bible says, from Genesis to Revelation, no contradiction. And the people never even knew themselves. I begin to mark down. Frisbee said this, Brabra said this, Frisbee said this, Brabra said this, Frisbee said this, Brabra said this. Then, Brother Kisoya was the one that who was pastoring us. So he would come, it was his city room. We were staying in Joyce Lee. You remember only. That is where we were. And we lease all for him. When it's not around, I will exhort at the rest of it. I will go into details. It will take a long time. It can finish this service. So, he will come to my house on Saturday. You remember, man? We will go to Botanical Garden, me and himself. There is a rock in the Botanical Garden where we normally sit down, arrange requests, and pray in preparation for Sunday services. So when I saw those discrepancies, I told my wife one day, I said, honey, I'm going to discuss with this thing with our pastor. If you know Siam, me, I will stay with Brother Brandon. Because as young as I was coming up, I was able to put Frisbee on a spiritual scale as a prophet. And he weighed minus. Are you getting what I mean? He weighed minus. When I put Brother Brandon, he weighed plus. She's a witness. I told her, I'm going to discuss this thing. If our pastor knows him, may I go stay with this man. So when he came Saturday, Bakisha, a very humble brother, when he came, we were going. We used to pass second gate to UI to enter inside the Botanical Garden. When we were going, I said, sir, I said, I have something to discuss with you. He said, that is very good. When we reach there, we will talk. I said, okay. I said, go help me. When we reach the place, we sat down, we pray, I say, sir, you know that the books of Brother Abraham started coming. The man who introduced this message to us told us that as Moses brought out the children of Israel, Joshua led them in. That is how Brother Abraham has brought out, started as his freebie leading. They never even believe freebie will die. I say, sir, from what I've read, Brother Abraham said this, he said this, he said this, Afribi said this, he said this, and said this, and they are like this. I said, that is what I want to discuss with you. Very gentle brother. When I finished, it took a long time. He did talk. Finally, he said, because nobody preached Frisbee like Akisoya. He took it to Zogwa. Far he did not. He looked at me. He said, say, Brother Martin. He said, if Frisbee is found to be false, he said, that is the closest road to the truth he has ever found. He said, okay. Then we prayed. We left. When I get home, I say, honey, I discussed with our pastor. This is what he said. I said, tomorrow is Sunday. I said, we will listen to how the reaction will come. Nice that day. So when we got there, that day, as the Lord we have it, that weekend, many Frisbee believers were in Ibadan. There was a wedding. Those in Abeokuta, those different places. I think Sister Edwin know what I'm talking. He had an idea of what I'm talking about. Though we did start from the scratch, but we finally met each other at the rest. You see, what am I trying to bring? It's an assurance that you are not a Christian because you want to be. You are a Christian because God ordained you to be. If God doesn't ordain you to be a Christian, you can't be a Christian. We must face facts. Judas Iscariot. Many people thought Jesus made mistake by calling him. As Jesus called Peter, called Matthew, called Mark, called Bartholomew, called Philip, and the rest, that is how he called Judas. It was only when he called Judas that he made a statement that I've only chosen you 12 and one of you is a devil. So are you people again? See, I've chosen you 12, but one of you is a devil. Why did he choose devil among his 12? He becomes the work of the devil. Will be done. And the rest 11 can't do it. Judas has to do the work of Judas. That is why the last evening, when they come to the last supper, you know they specially prepared that place. He told them, one of you that is dipping hand with me, he go betray me. Peter says, is it me? Matthew says, is it me? This one says, is it me? When is that one? He said, when I dip, the person I gave na him. When he dip, he gave it to Judas. The Bible says, when Judas took it, Satan entered to him. He just stood up from there. When he stood up, Jesus said, that thing you are going to do, do it quickly. All the disciples didn't know what Jesus meant, but Judah knew what Jesus was saying. That didn't stop him. It didn't stop him. The prophet said, Judah really didn't want to betray Jesus. He said, but because of love of money, are you following me? You fight preachers fighting in the church. Go and find that. It's because of tithe. I'm telling you, it's because of tithe. You know, Rufenji. You will end up with constipation. Why are you fighting over things that doesn't matter? Me, the life I want to live, I just want to serve God. That's all. You know, the other time, some boys went and break into my house. They took so many valuable gadgets there. I said, next time you are coming, Kesho Shuka, Keru Bobo Leyelo, it will take away my salvation. That's the most important thing in my life. You can take everything I have. You can't take salvation from me. And that is what I want. Blessed be his holy name. What are we saying? Then that Sunday now, when the brother came, the place was filled. No. It wasn't that very day. It was the following Sunday that people came. That Sunday, no, I talked to him on Saturday. That Sunday he came. He preached normal. I was all the time looking at my wife. He preached normal. No mistake. When he was so close, he's there, they should pray for him because next Sunday he will preach a sermon. Remember, it was that weekend that those people came. The place was jam-packed. When we left the Sunday, I said, no reaction to that. You know. I said, maybe that is why he said next Sunday, make we pray. Truly, the place was full. Then he came around and go to the Old Testament, Malachi 4, 5 and 6. Then he preached a sermon, Elijah the prophet. I'm telling you, it was serious. This is a man that believed Frisbee more than anybody else. And when he was preaching that sermon, he established it. Brother Abraham is the only messenger to this age. Brother, there are some people that leave that place, they didn't shake anybody's hand. It's like what we believe now. Somebody came and start condemning Brother Abraham here. It will affect all of us. But I will allow such. If you do it, I will say, see them. Make I tell you why we are staying with him. That is how we started this following Brother Abraham. Are you getting what I'm saying? But the Brother Kishaya was an evangelist. That is to say, an honest brother. He called me one time, he said, Pastor, he said, Mati, I will be staying here. He said, because I have planned to go here. That is how, though I was ministering to them too, that is how they throw a vote. I was voted for 100%. Why Kishoya was still here? Are you getting what I'm saying? He was an evangelist. You know, that is what the message says about them. They are here, so on and so forth. What am I driving at? Is that no child of God will be lost. You see the way he brought me. It's not that I went to any crusades. God, I'm not condemning crusades. God called us in different places, different ways. Praise God. Amen. In the message total deliverance, the prophet said, if God called you to be a Christian, he equips you. You cannot be a Christian, you cannot be trusted. You are like this. You say this word today, tomorrow you say another. You know, that kind of a thing. The prophet told us, he said, we cannot even see ourselves. The Brother Motor City, this brother, I did this city, this brother, this brother, Father Jew, this one, your brother. We don't see each other. We see the body that carries who you are. Who you are is a spirit. That's why the prophet said, you watch the life that that person is living. No matter what he claims. It is one thing to claim one thing. It is another thing to be what you are claiming. Many people are claiming to be prophets in this message. Where is the manifestation? Where is the dedication? Where is the man? Oh, man. Where are we following Brother Abraham? This is a man we never met. He was born far in America. Far in Africa here. We can stretch our neck. That we can cut it. We start by what he teach. Why? Because God said, if a prophet is risen, I will do this. If you see those things being done, say, remember, I'm the one who said it. But Abraham, he asked the people, since all this were over tens of thousands of those says the Lord, he said, has any failed? God added the ministry of the Son of Man to him. In the designing of the thoughts of the heart, has any failed? Within and without. There's some people are rising up. You see, we were in the message before. And you see, we are no longer in the message. You were not there to be in the message. You know the apostle said something. He said, as a guy, those that left us, they were not part of us. He said they were part of us. No doubt, they would have continued. If another man come, besides Brother Abraham, what is he going to preach? Hello? Brother Abraham preached the whole Bible. From Genesis to Revelation. Including the seeds that were just in Sibon. You know Brother Abraham preached a message. Revelation, the book of Sibon. Let us just... Let us just read a scripture. I've said you should display Romans 8. I still remember. We should have let it display. That's why we put you in that corner. That's your job. This Romans 8, we will close with this. Hello? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. You go there, Samuel, because I'm reading your Bible. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, he that it was weak through the flesh, God said in his own Son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. And because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please. But ye are not in the flesh. That's where you have the Holy Ghost. But in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Can the church say amen? Say, well, look at the Bible. Say, look at the Bible. Uti Bible is so Tony. Uta Dagoni. And let Christ be in you. The body is death, because of sin. Amen. Hello. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God cannot lead me to go and commit fornication. He cannot lead me to go and commit adultery. He cannot lead me to go and steal. He cannot lead me to go and have malice. He cannot lead me to go and have hatred. All those things, the body is dead to them. Hello? For ye have not received the spirit of God again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of. Are they children? Then heirs. Heirs of God. Are just heirs with Christ. It shall be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon, hallelujah, church. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Can you say amen? For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grow within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things, hallelujah, church, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. To be what? To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called, and whom he called, then he also justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also make intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through he that loved us. For I am persuaded. I know you are persuaded. I believe you are persuaded. I believe we are persuaded as individuals that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When the darkness I see, it is waiting for me. I to go your hallelujah, I will to go your darling. Jesus, the all my sins to after. Oh, when the darkness I see, he be waiting for me. I have to go Jordan. God bless you, church. Whatever God said will happen. He will never have an abandoned project. If you are big in his thoughts before the foundation of the world, you have a mansion waiting for you in glory. But if you jump in, as you jump in, that's how you jump out. Because the time will come, you can't be able to follow. This race is a spiritual race. Oh, hallelujah. This time I was explaining to them in US. I said, you see me do this. I said, what it means that I'm loyal to Christ who loved me and died for me. I'm loyal to the message and I'm loyal to the bride. I will preach the message as long as there is breath of life in me. And I will say what the tape says. Are you getting what I'm saying? Whatever you like, we used to say that song. You can have the whole world, but give me Jesus. You have the whole world, but give me Jesus. You can have the whole world, but give me Jesus. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I was talking to somebody. He said, you are always laughing. I said, eh? You are surprised I'm laughing. He filled my mouth with laughter. He filled my mouth with laughter. He filled my mouth with laughter. The joy of the Lord is my strength. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. But Abraham preached total deliverance. You go and study. Say, God called you to be a Christian. He said, he will completely equip you to be a Christian. He said, he called you to be a prophet. He said, he will put something in you to see visions with. That is all these modern prophets among us. No vindication. And yet we line up behind them. As we said, we are not compromisers. You are a compromiser. If you stay with a man who claims to be a prophet and no vindications, no visions, no God says the Lord, you are a compromiser. I am not a pastor because I wanted to be one. I am a pastor because God made me one. Amen. What Abraham said. He said, don't miss ministries. When that man was with me here, all he was doing was bringing dreams to me. I will tell you. But Abraham said, there are two major ways God gives dreams. He gives dreams that are direct message. Joseph said, I will remove my hand from Mary's case. He called me the night, he said, hey guy, don't remove your hand. The story Mary told you is not true. Make you take her to be your wife. And to warn you too, if you bring her home, don't climb up or till you don't give birth. It was when Mary was giving birth that broke her virginity. That was a direct message from God. He doesn't need interpretation. Joseph took the child, took the wife to Egypt. When Aaron died, that same God came to Joseph. Say, go back. The man who was after his life is dead. Am I speaking your Bible? Hello? These are direct messages. It doesn't need interpretation. And the prophet said, the dream of Nebuchadnezzar that were full of symbols, it took a prophet to interpret it. I preach those same things to you. When somebody introduced somebody to us in this place, a prophet, some of you came to me, you want to go and see that prophet. Did that stop you from going? Where you went, were you not disappointed? Were you not disappointed? I will not bind you with nothing, because God Abraham did not bound us with anything. He said, this thing that I am telling you, come out of denominations. Come out of those things. He said, where am I taking you? He said, is it to Abraham Tabernacle? He said, we have our own faults. There is a place God will take you that will be free from faults. When you are in Christ, you are free from faults. God bless you. Church of the living God, when it comes to the message, don't compromise. If Rabbi, I'm sorry for mentioning his name, but I'm his point. If he's the only one paying tax, Timothy jail, I will tell him the simple truth. To pass off him, I will tell you a story, but he will change it. So tight, he will say, keep your tithe in your pocket. I will better live and die with hunger. I know that I mean. God bless you, brother. That will be like Egypt. I fly in personal jet. I'll be compromising. This year that is coming out, all the prayers that have not been answered before will be answered. Hey, hey, hey. Those things are not sermons. They are not sermons. You are just entertaining the people. In your family, whatever has been going on before, I prophesy, it will stop. Amen. Because the problem, come on, amen. God has sent a message to our age. You want to be a bride? Eat that message. I'll be converted. Amen. God bless you. Church, I say, God bless you. God told God the plan. Store the message for the bride. We have need of you. I have it in my phone. I have it in my tablet too. I have my books. I took all the available books. As at the time I was studying, they did my chef. I can still read. People wear the brief phone to church instead of Bible. Me, I don't like them. Don't tell me, give me your quote. I'm not giving you no quote. Me, I like Bible. Don't carry phone. Come church. You say, I'm reading phone. Carry your Bible. Are you getting me? Don't think it will bring phone and will condemn me. I'm only being simple with you. Whatever you bring, provided the message is there, good. And let me also assure you of one thing. Brother Abraham preached the talking 4 times. Amen. 4 times. He preached what is the Holy Ghost. He preached what was he given for. He preached you must be born again 2x. Brothers, don't remain in a local assembly after your repentance and water baptism without having a thirst and hunger for Holy Ghost baptism. Are you hearing me? Very soon, if you do that, you become a big brother. Maybe you can play drums. Okay, be doing that. The Bible says, by one spirit, we all. He that is what you are playing, before you know what is happening, hey, that brother that is playing this something, you become a big brother in the church. Whether you are knowing, oh, team or Christian. You only know Christian fellowship tabernacle or Christ bright tabernacle. That is what you know. There's a difference between Christ bright tabernacle and Christ. Let me buttress it. Let me take the example of I want to close. Total form another. When we were together, did we fight? Listen, did we fight? Did we quarrel? Were we not breaking bread together, washing one another feet? For whatsoever reason why they left. Are they flowing with you as they used to do? Oh, damn it, Lord. I know where I'm going now. Do you know some of them will be in this, but they are not come to conversion? Where people will come to conversion from Jos, from Kaduna? Shame, you know, shame. Have I said that one? As I used to tell you, I mean what I only have one enemy, and that is Satan. I believe that you are one of you as my brother. I visited the homes of everybody, eat their food, talk to their minister, come and preach to us. Be careful. You hearing me? Be careful. Don't hate anybody. Of course, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will do it. You love everybody. Praise God. Amen. The most difficult thing for a man to do in life is to love a man that hates you. Very difficult. But when Christ is in you, you love everybody. May God help us. Talk at the back. You have an evil spirit. That's my wife sitting down there. Have I ever told anything bad about the church member to your ear? It will edify her. When we were having difficulties, 7 years, many years ago, some family were really having crisis. I will leave, come back around midnight. Shinda will tell them I'm going to Suso family, they are having problem. I will come back 12 midnight sometime after Suso. She only asked me, I hope God help you. I say yes. She will not ask me what happened. She will not even tell her. She will not even ask me. Some of you say you are spiritual. You report to your co-minister and to your wife. You are killing her spiritually. You report a man to her. She doesn't have confidence in that man. If that man stands here, he will not be a blessing to her. That's what I was telling my brother. I don't know whether you were there that day. Want to kill the influence of your family against your pastor? I told you, you will kill your family spiritually. That boy in the last door, touching me, no, no. You know what I'm talking about. Look at the ministry of Abraham. Tell me any ministry you can compare to it, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Anywhere he goes, he tried to build the faith of the people in their ministers. Do you know why? If he does it, if he goes, if you don't believe the man preaching, it will be a blessing to you. May God help us. I say, may God help us. God bless the church. We are going to close very soon. But let me chip in this before we close. When I traveled to US, Ibrahim Mario says, church, I don't know where you must have met this minister, Brian Yamiche, of Kumasi. He was the one preaching. The pastor of the Mario Church now is the one who raised the daddy. And that is the origin of. So he was preaching. And one brother was playing piano. Omo Ashon. It opened the gospel. Too bad. So when the minister finished, he just turned to that place. Say, how do you become Osama Bin Laden like this? So when he came back, he said, I'm sorry, I didn't want to expose you, but you I repent. But the prophet said, the world is going like this, you go like this. Amen. Your nature, we agree with the side of the law. Church, your nature, it will agree with where you come from. They don't go to school to learn how to bat. Yeah, they say, why are you coming from their mother's womb? Why? The nature is dog. The reason why God became flesh is to bring forth sons and daughters of God of his own nature. Are you following me? Responsible for what I preach. You are responsible for what you do with what you hear me preach. I used to say it, I want to repeat. If I ever preach anything and you can't say it in the message, come and meet me. If it's a slip of tongue, I will tell you I'm sorry. Because it is the message I believe. Me, Papa, I want to make heaven. Are you following me? It is not good though in this race that we are running. It is not good. Don't be lazy. Because you can't, there is nobody who can spy to pass the exam. Everybody puts your paper is different. You copy it, you just show yourself, hey, you are a copier, fast copier machine. And you won't go anywhere. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Check one another and say, God help us, oh. 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 We need help, oh. God bless you, church. Either ask and receive it. If you are truly saying God will help us, God will help us. Do you know the message? Maybe it might be my next sermon. I will start it tonight because it might be a little late. That message the prophet preached, the marriage supper. The last, the marriage, is it the last marriage supper? The marriage supper of the Lamb. Is that the materials that the bride needs to dress herself for that wedding? He said they are in the land. What is the material? The message of the hour. How much are you dressing yourself? Amen. Why do we look at a mirror when we don't finish dressing? You will see whether your tie went to the right or left and adjust it. Whether your gele, you know, stand well. When we come to church, that is why we listen to sermon. Adjust. If you are prayerless, you learn how to pray by praying. There was no dull moment in my life when I was in US. No dull moment. I was always alive. I stay with the message. You can't tell me that I'm alone. Who told you that? I'm not alone. Either with his God is with. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. But Abraham said, in that temple of the Old Testament, he said there was a place where the veil was. That veil, he said it was about 40 feet high. He said when Christ died, he said the veil was torn from the top to the bottom. He said from the top to the bottom. It was the hand of Jehovah that tore it to show that Old Testament stuff is gone. Blow my nose, I blow your nose. Cut my leg, I cut your leg. Pluck my eye, pluck your eye. That was all that the law could produce. The law of Moses. And that is why some people used to say, if you do me and I do you, God will not vex. That is where they get the saying from. Hallelujah. But when Jesus came, he said, you have heard of them of old time. Say this. He said, but I say this unto you. Do you know what was in that place? It was the presence of God. That is where the ark was and the Ten Commandments. You can't enter there. You enter there, you die. The high priest that had to go there once a year, he must observe all protocols. If he missed one, if he entered there, he's dead. That is why before he entered there, they had to put a rope on his waist. The rope would be outside. They put the around it so that when he's alive, he's still talking. He's still ministry. The bear will be saying, holy, 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 holy to the Lord. Hello? If you don't hear him, you can't say, let me go and say what is happening there, you will die. What was in the presence of God? I'm trying to tell you what the blood of Jesus has done for us. You can't enter there. You know the manner that God supplied for them that was sustaining them. God said, take the one you can eat. If he remain, it will pollute the place. Is it not so? But God told Moses, fill a pot with that manna, put it in that place. When it was done, every day, every week, every month, every year, it was fresh. When there was, which is very common among many believers. God said, let every tribe bring a rod. If it come to pass, the rod of bondage will be my choice. Whose rod bondage? That settled the argument. Anything that entered there is alive. Amen. Who was there? God. Today, what the blood of animal could not do, so that God can come and live in us, God became flesh. He shed his blood that he can come and live in us. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is God living in his people. So watch the life you live. Do you gossip? Do you backbite? I go to Bradari's house, I kill the Joseph. I go to Joseph's house, I kill the Ogus. You have that kind of spirit. It's not somebody who will tell you. You are not converted. In my village, they say a man when only pass woman for road. Then they carry a pass woman for road. He go die, he go kill himself. May God help us. A man that is converted is fearless. Hello. Hello. Sometimes people, you restrain, you don't want to say somebody can be fearless. What does it mean that we have followed you is the righteousness of God? I'm not saying you are living righteous. You are the very righteousness of God. I'll show you where to see the message. Who do you call God? What do you think Jesus suffered for? Until in Gethsemane, he said, Father, this cup, if it must not pass on, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. It was not easy for Jesus to die. You think Jesus died to produce make believers, to produce unbelievers, to produce people that beat their wives at home? Rubbish, nonsense. He died to produce saints, sons and daughters of God that have nature like that of their father.
Are you one of them?
There are people almost everywhere who utter holy.
Ogbeni, you know the number. Keep on, brother.
Hallelujah. God, the can see. One of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can see one of them.
Shall we rise up now?
One of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can see.
Like myself,
workshop. He said the man is working with iron. He said the workshop was filled with pieces of iron. All the four corners of the workshop was filled with pieces of iron and pieces of plastics. And the iron that were tied that bolt down to hold machines. He said the man went to the wall. Maybe he wanted to show the prophet something. He pressed a switch. And there was a big magnet that was up. When he pressed the switch, he started coming down. You get to a certain level, it stopped. All the pieces of iron in the workshop, they were just dropping from left and right. Until the whole workshop was cleared. Remaining only plastic. And the prophet said, Ogbeni, the plastic that I done, where did they go? God bless you. The man replied, these are plastics. They are of not the same material. Brothers and sisters, you must be of the same materials as Christ with the Holy Ghost in order to make the rapture. Brothers, the Bible says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. They were in Christ. Christ resurrected them. We that are alive and remain that are in Christ shall be changed. And we shall take a supernatural flight to meet with the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the Bible says what? Comfort one another with this. God bless you. Don't play with the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? Don't take it for granted. Disappointment will come. That is why I keep saying, look, if you are interested in all these things we are buying, you talk about our machines, everything, you want to inherit the way we go, we freely give it to you. If Antichrist will allow you to use it for anything. But I will admonish you as a brother. Don't stay here. Man, don't be. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. O ti pẹ ti mo mi o ko awọn yi o ye lemi respire esi gbono be let me remember praise God, amen. God bless you. Let me quiet for my mind. This song I used to say, I didn't put it now. It's very difficult, it's just going away. God bless you. Eru Olorun ba mi o. Eru re ba mi o. Peter was the man that God gave the keys of the kingdom to. He has not opened it yet. He put it in prison. Two chains were on his legs. Two soldiers were with him, apart from the one outside. God has a yoke. Is there anything too hard for my God? When he came to the prison, oh my! The two chains fell down on the iron. The two soldiers, they were sleeping like dead men. He said, Peter, put on your garment, let's go. When they came out of that place, the main gate, the master was coming. It opened on his own accord. Who do you say this is? Until when they left that place, when it was only Peter, or when he left, that is when Peter remembered. Say, oh, the Lord has done this. The expectation of the Jews and Aaron. The expectation of the enemy concerning your life. God will turn it to foolishness. Why? Because we are his children. He brings you here to save you, to protect you, to supply your needs, to heal you when you are sick. God bless you. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the Bible says, if God be with us, who can be against us? Shalom to the church of God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. It's difficult to close, but we will close. Yeah, we will close. Glory to God. We will close. Amen. Let me look at one song. Make we sing before I go. We have sang one Yoruba song. Make we sing another. Make we sing one English one. We go come out. 59, the cycle driver.
Let's listen to this
announcement. He said, we want the children below the age of 10 to come out through the two side doors. Other age bracket can exit through any of the three doors. God bless you. Let me repeat. Maybe you don't understand. We want the children below the age of 10 to come out through the two side doors. Other age bracket can exit through any of the three doors. God bless you.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Ah, glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is mighty. It is the coming judgment. Listen.